following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Get in the zone.
Summer's here, and that means the heat is really on for your car's starting and charging components. Make sure they'll hold up so you don't get stranded with a car that won't start. Head into AutoZone today and get your battery, alternator, and starter tested for free so you can be certain your car will start up and keep its charge, all at no charge to you. Enjoy worry-free starts all summer long with trusted help from the experts at AutoZone. Parts are just part of what we do.
Get in the zone!
AutoZone.
Hey, it's Kolick. Right now, Lowe's get $50 off every $500 purchase of all in-stock lumber, like decking, plywood, fencing, storage buildings, and landscape timbers. Plus, save 25% off the purchase of special order level or cellular shades and faux wood blinds. Escape the sting of summer with the Ultra Kill Wasp and Hornet Killer for just a dollar. That's more than half off. Hurry into Lowe's for these and other great values every day. Lowe's, never stop improving. Offer is valid through July 16th. Some restrictions apply. See store for details.
You're tuned in to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. You can join the show by calling the Bruce Furniture fan line, emailing the Dent Popper inbox, by sending us a tweet or a Facebook message. The show that brings you guests that offer the best insight from the top professionals in sports.
Stu Pospisil, Omaha World Herald. Brian Rosenthal, beat writer for the Lincoln Journal Star. From ESPN, ESPN.com, Adam Rittenberg, Steve Sipple, the Lincoln Journal Star. Mike Babcock of Huskers Illustrated, Sean Callahan of HuskerOnline.com.
As well as the top athletes and coaches in sports.
Tim Miles in his initial visit to the Doug and Daddy Show. U.S. Olympian Tervell Delagnev. Doug O'Neill, winning trainer of All Have Another.
Who will be on the show today? Let's find out by heading to the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Morning, everyone. Doug and Daddy Show on this Monday. We're live at Meadowlark Hills Golf Course, where the Nebraska Children's Home Fairways and Dreams, or Fairways and Greens for the Children's Home, is going on today, the annual benefit golf tournament that we've been able to be a part of here the last few seasons, and we're glad to be out here and glad to have you along with us. Josh Jeldon is going to join me here in just a little bit as our co-host after recovering from the hot dog eating contest on Friday. Of course, Josh's day job with the Kearney Chamber of Commerce, and they're staying very busy there, and we'll be chatting all about that coming up in a little bit. Mark Snyder from the Detroit Free Press is right around the corner as our 12 teams in 12 days continue. We'll look at Michigan and what is going on with the Wolverines, and will Michigan be that good? They were the most improved team of the conference last year, made the most noise under first-year coach Brady Hoke, and we'll talk with him about Coach Hoke and what's still to come. We'll also be talking with Brianna Woodside here. She is the one of the Kearney area caseworkers with the Nebraska Children's Home, and we'll have some special guests as well here on the Doug and Daddy Show at Meadowlark Hills. So that's what's all coming up. Plenty of other sports news to talk about as well from over the weekend. The tee times are out for the British Open, and with us being here at the golf course, there's obviously some golf stories to talk about. Tiger Woods getting paired with the first round of Justin Rose and Sergio Garcia. Luke Donald is with Phil Mickelson and Jeff Ogilvy. Masters champion Bubba Watson is with Lee Westwood. And Toshinori Fujimoto is the other guy that is going to be golfing in that crew. But kind of our big story, we had Scott Ucheski on the Doug and Daddy Show last week, and he finishes as the runner-up at the Utah Championships on the Web.com Tour, the former Nationwide Tour. He fires a 67 yesterday. He was 4-under the first day, 4-under the second day, but finished in a tie for second with Doug LaBelle, or tie for second. Doug LaBelle wins it, making a 5-foot putt on the final hole to avoid the playoff. But Ucheski finishes in the tie for second. It's an off week, and in 2 weeks they come to Omaha for the Cox Classic. You can hear our interview with Scott Ucheski and any of our interviews on the podcast at ESPNSuperstation.com. We're scheduled to talk with Steve Friesen of the Web.com Tour tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show here on ESPN Radio. Also, the 17th Annual Miss Basketball Showcase wrapped up last night, and the Nebraska Twisters were the winner. And I think maybe we'll get into this a little bit later on as the time moves on. You remember that it used to be Pinnacle Bank All-Star. Pinnacle Bank All-Stars were getting a lot of things done from the Nebraska sector, and they always used to be the team. Now there's so many Nebraska teams out there that they're not the whole All-Star team. You look at Michaela Shaw, she scored double digits every game for the Nebraska Twisters. It's had 21 in the championship, and they beat the Bellevue Thunder 53-31. There were still teams from all over the place, 9 states represented at Miss Basketball. But I think you're seeing more talent in Nebraska with the girls' basketball, and it's more spread out. I think it's the same way with the guys. You don't see the Pinnacle team going to Las Vegas and being in the finals and doing so well. They do well, just not all the studs or the great players are on one team anymore. And so that's what's going on with the Miss Basketball Showcase. 53-31, the Nebraska Twisters pick up the victory last night. And another good couple of weekends for Doug Koster and everybody that's involved with the Mr. Basketball and the Miss Basketball Showcase going on in Kearney, and brings in a lot of people. That's what the Chamber likes to see, and we can talk about that in a little bit as well. But we are going to talk a little football here with Mark Snyder from the Detroit Free Press, taking a look at Michigan. It's time now for 12 teams in 12 days on the Doug and Daddy Show.
It's that time, 12 teams in 12 days, leading you up to Big Ten Media Days, July 26th through the 28th. We'll preview a different team each day. We'll head to the Legends Division for today's team.
Michigan.
The Wolverines.
It's time for 12 teams in 12 days now on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Our 12 teams in 12 days takes us to what many in the conference and around the country believe could be the best team in the conference this year, and that is the Michigan Wolverines. And we are pleased to welcome back to the Doug and Daddy Show Mark Snyder from the Detroit Free Press. And Mark, thanks so much for the time. Sure appreciate it.
Oh, glad to be with you.
Well, we're looking forward to Nebraska in the second year in the Big Ten Conference, but I think the fans of Michigan, another very proud program in the nation, are just they have to be extremely pleased with what Brady Hoke did in the first year and capping it with a Sugar Bowl victory.
Yeah, if they get to play Nebraska every year and a game goes like that, they're going to be really happy.
Now, we've already hired the officials for this year, Mark.
Oh, okay, is that how that went? Okay. Yes. The 28-point officials.
You can believe it out here. You can believe
right.
it out here.
I can only imagine. I think that it was an unquestioned success. You know, people thought that things would get better from Rich Rodriguez to Hoke, but they didn't think necessarily the first year they were going to cut him some slack. And then he 11-2 in the two games that they lost. They were in it in the fourth quarter. So, you know, there's really nothing to complain about it from that season.
Now, does that set the expectations too high for Michigan this year?
Certainly. I think they're much too high because I think that, you know, they lost the key ingredient, which is experience. I mean, the reason last year's team was so good, I think, was because their leaders were so strong and they were the best players. And they had been people who had been salivating to redeem Michigan's name. And they had spent 3 years embarrassed and ashamed by what Michigan had done under Rich Rodriguez. And they were motivated the whole year to clean that up. Now they got to make sure that these guys are not satisfied with what happened and expecting it to happen again without working for it.
Had a couple of stories that don't directly involve specifically Michigan that I want to get your thoughts on before we start breaking things down. On Friday, the Pac-12 and Big Ten announced that they're not going to go through with the cross scheduling, and it sounds like this was more of a Pac-12 deal. I'm okay with them not doing this. It seems like everybody wants to jump way ahead of what they're doing. What's your thoughts on it?
Well, I thought it was a good idea. I was excited as a fan to see big time matchups and see, you know, Nebraska at the LA Coliseum against SC and you know, all these potential opportunities. But I think I can understand. I know there's a lot of schools that don't have the financial resources to do this, especially through all of their sports. And as the Pac-12 was discovering and they were looking at this, they realized they still wanted to go to a 9-game conference schedule. Plus, they had this circumstance with the Big Ten going, so then there's a possibility that some teams could lose 2 home games every year. And as you know, the gate on that is just massive. I mean, to Michigan, that would be like a, you know, $10 million hit if that happened to Michigan, losing those 2 games. So I think that that's not the case. And now maybe the Big Ten will look, you know, will go back to that 9-game conference schedule they were talking about, which will create its own issues, obviously, because of the 5 games home and 4 games away and alternating year, one year than the other. But you know, I think that you're going to have issues with anything. So I think that this is a situation where it just wasn't going to work. I think that there was too much money involved and too much people weren't going to give up money.
Mark Snyder, the Detroit Free Press, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Mark, what's your thought about possibly going to that 9-game schedule?
I think that there was such universal acclaim for it that I think it'll happen. I think that, you know, the resistance was all overcome. These discussions were all hammered out before when it was agreed to, basically, by the conference and by the conference athletic directors, and then it all, you know, just went away when the Pac-12 collaboration popped up. So then, you know, now I think it shouldn't be too hard for them to regain that ground because they already had the momentum. I think there will be some discussion again, but I think it could happen.
Brady Hoke, obviously, is the hero, and Nebraska fans, since he almost upset Nebraska at Ball State, and they should have won that day, have kept track of him, and he's so likable. But he lost his dad in the offseason. Does that make him a different man? Because anytime something affects your life like that, you kind of look at things differently. Has he discussed that much?
He has not discussed it much, Brady. That's one of the topics where Brady is very private. And today on the Dan Patrick Show is about his open as he's been at any point about losing his father. His father was his great mentor, and he introduced him to football. His father played for Woody Hayes at Miami, Ohio. You know, his father coached, and it was in his blood, and they were very close. And his father was at the, when Hoke was introduced, you know, in Michigan, he was crying because it was like Hoke's dream job, and it's really emotional. But I think that Brady does a really good job of compartmentalizing everything. That's how he's always been, you know, throughout his life. Since he's been in coaching, and he's, you know, very task-oriented, so I don't think it'll affect him too much on the field and in his results, other than maybe to motivate him to make his father proud.
Let's talk about Michigan on the field. You talked about some of the guys they lost being leaders. There's still a lot of returning starters back, obviously led by Denard Robinson, but most of that, and correct me if I'm wrong, but most of that seems to be on the offensive side of the ball and in the skill positions.
Without question. Yeah, I think that that's, well, not even all the skill positions. You know, him and Fitz Toussaint are the keys to this whole thing. Fitz Toussaint being the tailback who, you know, broke out at the end of the year and really emerged. I mean, there's going to be a lot on Denard's shoulders. He's got to be a better passer because they got to open up the run game and make it more of a threat. You know, even though they had 2,000-yard rushers, you know, they realized the potential for the running game if Denard can be threatening with the pass and hit guys in stride instead of throwing jump balls all the time. I think the offense will be better. I mean, it was better than it was, you know, under Rodriguez in points per game, and it should be even better this year, you know, with an fourth-year quarterback and second year in the system for opportunities. The question is who's going to play wide out. I mean, I think they have some names, but none of those guys were major impact players. The one who was last year was Junior Hemingway, and he's in the NFL now. So they need to find someone who's a big play, big target receiver who's long. And that may be backup quarterback Devin Gardner. I think that there was a lot of rumors that Hume's going to get some snaps there because he's not in the field behind Denard. So, you know, we don't know how much they experimented with that in the spring, but I think they did some, and we'll see if that emerges. And there's also a guy named Gerald Robinson who's young, but he's very talented, and he showed a lot in the spring.
Mark Snyder, Detroit Free Press, here on ESPN Radio's Doug and Daddy Show. I think we can draw some parallels, although it's a year difference, between Taylor Martinez in Nebraska and Denard Robinson. A lot was put on his shoulders. Could he get any better before last season? And he did. And everybody at Nebraska is saying Taylor Martinez has to take that next step this year, going into his third year as a starting quarterback. How much of a jump do you think Robinson made last year?
I think he did in the mental game. But you remember, he was switching systems, too. And that was a big part of it. I mean, he went from a spread system where he really didn't have to, it was a lot less thinking, a lot, you know, his decision making didn't have to be as sharp. He could just take off and run, and a lot of stuff was designed for him to run. Whereas now this is supposed to be a pro style, and it's become sort of a hybrid with some spread principles to kind of take advantage of Robinson's skills while at the same time trying to incorporate some pro style elements of offensive coordinator Al Borges. And I think that that's the advantage that Martinez has, so there's consistency. You know, he's continuing to grow in the same offense, whereas Robinson had to learn a whole new thing last year.
A couple minutes left here with Mark Snyder. On the defense, that has obviously been a problem. You got some good players with Kovacs and Floyd and Demons all getting some all-conference accolades in the preseason here. How much better will the defense be, if at all?
Will it be better? I don't know. I think that the key is the defensive line. And the defensive line was a success last year. Pelini knows that, I mean, from his time in Nebraska, his time earlier as a defensive coordinator. And I think that those are the things. And Greg Madison works wonders. Obviously, he made incredible gains with the Michigan defense from Rodriguez's time just in his first year. But he had, you know, three starters who have lost to defensive line. You know, two of them are probably playing in the NFL, Ryan Van Bergen and Mike Martin. Third one, Will Heininger, could have probably if he had pursued it. I mean, he would have gotten into camp, certainly. So I think there's a lot of uncertainty because of the defensive line and how that's going to shake out. They need to especially replace the nose tackle with Martin. And they have a guy to do it, Will Campbell, but he's got the body, he's got the skill, but he hasn't shown the aptitude to actually do it yet. So that'll be a big key.
Well, if Michigan wins 11 games this year, they'll be a top-five team, maybe get a chance to play for a national championship, because this schedule is pretty brutal. And then not only is it brutal, a lot of them are on the road, even though Alabama is supposedly a neutral site game. Your thoughts on this amazing schedule?
Yeah, you'd think in a normal year, a night game at Nebraska would be the jewel of the season. But, you know, you look at this situation, and they're starting out against Alabama at Cowboys Stadium, which is all anyone's talking about. You know, 3 weeks later, they're going to Notre Dame for a night game. Then they're going to have Nebraska mixed in there in October, and then they finish in Columbus. It's going to be a tough schedule, and that's the one reason that Hoke may be trying to temper expectations. You may see some of that, you know, in the camp, that we're young, we're still trying to figure it out, we have a lot of holes, all that kind of stuff, just because they know that, I mean, if they went, you know, 9-3, that'd be a pretty impressive regular season, but we'll see if they can even get to that.
So what does Mark Snyder think here in July that Michigan is going to do this year?
I think that 9-win plateau, I mean, it's, without looking at it too closely, I think that's generally where I think they should be happy if they end up there. I mean, if they catch a break or two, they were in every game last year, and they caught a lot of breaks. The one thing that Michigan had last year, they had no major injuries, football teams ever. And so if they can get there another year with injury-free, yeah, maybe they can win them all. But I think that doesn't happen, and, you know, you keep Robinson upright, maybe you got a better chance. But I don't know. I don't think they're going to be injury-free this whole year.
Well, Mark, as we preview a different team every day here on the Doug and Daddy Show, we always ask our guest to give us his early prognostication. Who's going to win the Legends? Who's going to win the Leaders? What's your thought?
Well, I think Wisconsin is going to be in the championship game because Ohio State's not eligible. But I think Wisconsin, you know, looks like a pretty strong foe, and obviously they know how to win. They've got the best player in the league, probably in Monty Ball. They've got an experienced quarterback, the transfer, so Daniel O'Brien. So I think there's a lot to go for them. And on the other side, I think Michigan State, they're going to have such a dominating defense. You don't know what their quarterbacks do, Andrew Maxwell, in replacing Kirk Cousins, but we'll see what happens. And they should be able to carry them, and I think that they've got the experience and they know how to win.
And, Mark, last question, because you've got some experience, obviously, covering the Big Ten. The fallout at Penn State, not necessarily about who's at blame and all of that, but we've been talking, Ohio State's already on probation. If the NCAA gets involved and does something to Penn State, how that might affect the Big Ten, just kind of your general thoughts from that angle.
Well, I think it's really hard to draw conclusions across a conference that way. I think that each of these are individual circumstances. Michigan had its own issues a couple of years ago, too. You know, and I think they're all different circumstances and different situations, and I think that you just have to take each one as its own and to try to draw some overarching conference affiliation or connection between them really probably isn't fair to each one of those situations or the conference.
And the Lions, they're going to win the division this year?
Oh, God. If Stu as good as he was as a rookie, yes, they will. But, you know, that's what happens around here. You know, look, they've got Michigan State, both who could win their conference and be top 10 teams nationally. But once the Lions get started around here, that's all anyone's going to talk about.
And the Tigers might still be playing some baseball late in the season as well, and we'll keep Stu out of those anger management courses. Hey, Mark. It's always a pleasure chatting with you, buddy, and hopefully we can do it quite a bit more as the season progresses. Enjoy the rest of your summer.
I look forward to it. Thanks a lot.
Mark Snyder of the Detroit Free Press joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show as we get closer to Big Ten Media Days coming up next week, next Thursday and Friday, the 26th and 27th in Chicago. Mark, great guy. We can talk Michigan State. We can talk Detroit Lions football. He keeps busy on the basketball scene as well, and, of course, the Tigers. So, kind of unlike Minnesota, what we talked about last week, Minneapolis, Mark and the Detroit area has a lot more positive things going on. And although I do find it interesting, just about everybody likes Michigan, and it seems like Mark, just right off the bat there at the start of the interview, they are overrated. He thinks they're overrated. He talked about the breaks they got last year to get to 11 wins. Yes, they're a good football team, and of course we're joking at the beginning of the program, but I remember one time this spring just watching the Big Ten Network, they happened to put that Nebraska-Michigan game on again, and there were some friends hanging out, and we just watched that in amazement going, here comes Nebraska, and then, yeah, a 28-point officiating, that is obviously Michigan played well, but Nebraska was coming back, and then they throw that roughing the kicker penalty, and it totally changed the complexion of the game. So Michigan comes to Nebraska this year, and that is, I guess, the toughest stretch Michigan will have. They don't really have three tough games in a row. They've got two. They'll play Michigan State at home the week before they play at Nebraska on October the 27th. But, boy, non-conference, they go down to the Jerry Dome in Arlington to start the season September 1st against defending national champion Alabama. Then they come home against Air Force, never know, Massachusetts. And then they go to Notre Dame, have a bye week before the conference starts. They go to Purdue, then they're home for Illinois and Michigan State, then they're at Nebraska, at Minnesota, host Northwestern and Iowa, and then, of course, wrap up the season as they always do with Ohio State this year. It is on the road. We've got more Big Ten teams to cover. This week we're looking at finishing up Ohio State, Penn State, Northwestern, and Indiana next week before we head off to Chicago, Iowa, Wisconsin, and, of course, next Wednesday, our Husker Round Table. We are at Meadowlark Hills for the Nebraska Children's Home. Their charity golf classic is going on today, and we'll be back with more right after this.
I'm here with a lunch bandit whose voice has been disguised to protect his identity.
Yes, I steal and eat other people's lunches from the office fridge.
How has the Domino's $5.99 oven-baked lunch menu affected you?
There are no lunches to steal. Everyone's ordering from Domino's.
How does that make you feel?
It makes me so hungry.
Domino's $5.99 oven-baked lunch menu. Carry out any oven-baked sandwich, small two-topping pizza, penne pastas in a dish, or stuffed cheesy bread for just $5.99 each. Carry out only. Offer available until 2 p.m. You must ask for this limited-time offer. Prices participation may vary. Gluten-free crust may be extra.
Hey, it's Kolick. Right now, Lowe's get $50 off every $500 purchase of all in-stock lumber like decking, plywood, fencing, storage, buildings, and landscape timbers. Plus, save 25% off the purchase of special order level or cellular shades and full wood blinds. Escape the sting of summer with the Ultra Kill Wasp and Hornet Killer for just a dollar. That's more than half off. Hurry into Lowe's for these and other great values every day. Lowe's, never stop improving. Offer is valid through July 16th. Some restrictions apply. See store for details.
The Kearney Country Club invites you to register today for their annual Coors 4-Person Golf Scramble August 4th and 5th. Your entry fee includes two rounds of golf, cart, steak dinner, Calcutta, and four complimentary drink tickets. Friday includes a practice round and 6 p.m. shootout. Get your entries in today for the preferred tee time of 8 a.m. or 1:30 p.m. Saturday, with everyone going Sunday at 10. You can download an entry form at ESPNSuperstation.com or call the Pro Shop to enter your team in the annual Coors 4-Person Golf Scramble at the Kearney Country Club.
The Open Championship on ESPN Radio. After wins in both June and July, is Tiger Woods ready for his first major win since 2008?
Ball's on its way. Will it fall? He's got it! Fist pump, fist pump!
The British Open, July 21st and 22nd, right here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, your home for champions.
Sunny skies will continue across the area through the day today with a high around 98 as south winds will remain around 10 to 20 miles per hour. For tonight, we'll see mainly clear skies and a low near 72. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, it's 84.
Daddy Show continues here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, live from Meadowlark Hills Golf Course in Kearney, where the Nebraska Children's Home Golf Tournament is going on once again. We're glad to have you along with us. We'll get back, talk a little bit about Michigan football and what we had just talked about with Mark from the Detroit Free Press. Mark Snyder joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. More on the Big Ten tomorrow. But folks, if you're looking for lunch any day of the week, maybe an evening meal or just to enjoy happy hour and get out of these hot, hot temperatures, stop by and see the folks at the Chicken Coop, where Monday night bull fries and fries are only $5.99, and they've got wing specials on Tuesday. Of course, Big Burger Night on Wednesday. Happy hour every day from 2 until 5:30. There's not a bad seat in the house. Come on out and get some great lunch specials daily at the Chicken Coop in Kearney and Grand Island. Of course, the British Open. I hope they open early so we can come in and watch a little British Open. Josh Gilden is with me from, of course, all over the place. Folks remember his smiling face out at NTV. Now they know his smiling face as part of the Kearney Chamber of Commerce. And Josh, a good day to get out of the office, but mostly this is a follow-up after competing in the hot dog contest on Friday. We talked to people 10 minutes after it's over, but a couple of days, you've survived.
Doug, it's funny that you mentioned the lunch special today, because after eating 10 wieners from Troutman on Friday, I think it only makes sense that I follow that up with some bull fries at the Chicken Coop today. I mean, that just goes hand in hand.
Well, I know they got a good meal out here for the children's home, because it's folks are in there chowing down on it and getting after it as they do when they hit the turn here. But let's talk about the reason we are here. And Brianna Woodside joins us from the Nebraska Children's Home. And great to see you again. How's it going?
Great. Thanks for having us.
A nice toasty day.
Yeah,
and
bit,
we've had a lot of those, right?
Yes. Yep.
It's a full field out here, and that's great. It hasn't taken very long for this tournament to really expand, and I see a lot of familiar faces out here, and that's always fun. But tell us the reason that we're here, and explain to the folks a little bit that aren't familiar with the Nebraska Children's Home what we have going on.
Sure. We are actually kind of the best-kept secret in Nebraska. It's where we provide services to individuals experiencing unplanned pregnancies. We provide services to those looking to grow their family through adoption. We have foster care services out here. We have post-adoptive care. We are here to, our mission is to provide safe and loving care to children of all ages, and this September we will be 119 years old.
And I guess that's the one thing that surprises me, because obviously, not being the family man I'm myself, I've heard of the Nebraska Children's, but I can't believe it's been around that long. It really seems to have grown here, though, over the last decade.
Absolutely. So many people are familiar with us as far as our adoption services go, but we are much more than an adoption agency. Again, we want to be the premier agency that provides services to children and families.
Matt Prash and his family have just recently adopted a child, and they're one of the reasons that we got out here the first year and have been part of this every single time. But they have their daughter with them out here showing her off today. She just got baptized here. I saw that last month when we were out at Prince of Peace. And each family has their own story. But there are some people, as you said, that are in the unplanned pregnancy or want to give up for adoption or want to be part of that, and you have so many families that are looking for children.
We do. And I think what people aren't quite familiar with is when it comes to unplanned pregnancies, we provide those services, whether that person is looking to make a parenting plan or an adoption plan. And if they find the best plan to be adoption, we definitely have families that are awaiting, you know, to grow their family.
Brianna, this tournament here today, you talk about raising funds. What are some of the areas in need that you guys are looking for to raise funds for?
Well, all of the money in regards to this tournament, it stays in Nebraska, and we have a number of programs out here. As I mentioned, foster care is fairly new to this area. But in our right turn services, that's post-adaptive care, which that all came about after we had some challenges with the safe haven law. And the right turn program is something that is fairly new and something that wasn't available before to those families that have adopted through foster care. So the funds, it spreads out throughout our entire agency and helps all of our programs.
Doug and Daddy Show out here at Metalark Hills. Josh Sheldon co-hosting with me today. We're talking to Brianna Woodside. You gave me a long title. But basically, you're one of the Kearney area caseworkers. Talk about, I got to believe that this is a fulfilling job. It's one of those jobs that you see the results of your labor day in and day out. But explain to the folks what you do on a daily basis.
Well, I work with those experiencing unplanned pregnancies, and we're not there to push them to make one decision or the other, but we're there to help with decision making and to help them figure out what plan is best for them and best for their child. And then we complete home studies and provide ongoing support to those families that are looking to build their family through adoption. So every day is different, definitely rewarding and challenging at the same time, but we meet some amazing people, and I think the best part is the children's home. We consider ourselves to be a huge family. So we are here for forever. If it's 15 years down the road, 20 years down the road, we are here for forever, and we don't charge a fee for our adoption-related services. So anybody at any time can come back. Our services don't have a certain window where we have to cut off at a certain time. We're family. We're here for forever.
Doug just hit it on the head that how fulfilling that has to be. Just helping create a family, because there are a number of people, obviously, that can't, you know, go through the natural birth making process. And I have plenty of friends, some family members even that have been adopted. And so I know that's just it's a wonderful service. And I think it's great work what you guys are doing.
Thank you. Thank you. We are very passionate about what we do. And it's amazing all the wonderful people that we meet and build those relationships. Yeah.
It's easy to talk to the folks, as you can already tell here, as we've done over the last few years. But I can only imagine the youngsters that maybe want to get in touch with you. They might be scared. They don't know what decision to make. You have to deal with that. We're here to let people know how to get a hold of you, how to work with you. Kind of take us through that process.
Well, there are a number of different ways that clients come to us. We have a 24-hour toll-free line that people can call into, and it's answered by a caseworker. Like I mentioned, our services are statewide, so we have someone in each area that can go to where our clients are. We have a website. I think the most people find out about us is definitely word of mouth. And so whether it's calling their local office, again, the website, or any time that someone needs us, even if we don't have the exact answer, we're going to look and try and help them as best we can. So our website is www.nchs.org. And then we have a toll-free line, 1-877-420-4747. And that's 24 hours manned by a caseworker. So just give us a call if you think.
Where's your office located here in Kearney?
Good question. Yeah, that might be nice to know. We're actually on 2nd Avenue, 2222 2nd Avenue, Suite 802, right across from Platte Valley State Bank and Daylight Donuts. So we're pretty easy to find.
Tell me how many families lately, how many families are looking to adopt? How many families do you work with, ballpark figure, on a monthly, a yearly basis?
Well, statewide at this point in time, we have approximately 95 to 100 families that have an approved home study that are awaiting the placement of a child. So again, that's covering the entire state of Nebraska. And as far as adoptive placements go, in our last fiscal year, we were looking at about 32 to 33 placements with our adoptive families.
It's an amazing amount of numbers. It's amazing the help that's going on out there. It's amazing that 119 years this has been going on. Brianna, is there anything else that the fans, the folks out there, fans of our show, the sports fans are going, wow, I didn't know about this. What else do they need to know that you want to let folks know about?
Just that we've been around for as long as we have, and the reason why is because people have believed in our mission and they continue to give back through their time, talent, and treasure. You mentioned, you know, Matt and Melissa before, and they've been a part of planning this golf tournament for now going on. This is the fourth year, and they've been very heavily involved. So whether that's giving back through a family's time, talent, treasures, and then we've got Darren that's coming on next, and he and Buffy are totally involved with the children's home. And again, it's just a big family, and we get to see these families over and over, and it's a pretty cool experience.
Well, Brianna, we'll let you get back to taking care of things here at the tournament. It's great chatting with you again, and hopefully this will help, even if just a little bit, hopefully a lot. But any information we can get out there, nchs.com is another spot on the website. You can check out anything they need to know.
Absolutely. Yep, that's check out our website, call the local office, and we'd love to hear from anybody.
Well, great to chat with you again.
Thanks for coming out.
Have a great day.
Appreciate it. You too.
You bet. Brianna Woodside joining us here, caseworker with
with the folks at Nebraska Children's Home. And Darren Niemeyer is going to talk to us here in just a couple of minutes. But Josh, with the Kearney Chamber, I think there are so many businesses, organizations out there that you work with on a daily basis that I think a lot of people still have, they've never stepped foot in their door. And there's reasons that maybe you wouldn't have to deal with the Nebraska Children's Home. But there are so many people out there, as you stated, that are looking to adopt or looking to have adoption be a part of their lives.
That's one of the great things about shows like this, Doug, is getting the word out about these programs. Like you said, maybe someone didn't know about this organization. And that's one of the great parts of my job, is getting to go out and visit with these businesses and these organizations. We do have a number of nonprofit members in the chamber, and so that's we always like to support those types of businesses that are really out for the good of the community, really.
I think my best friend in high school was adopted. I know that, but I'm just saying, I think things have come along so far. Social media, being able to get things out like this, it's a lot easier, and it's folks feel a little bit more at ease when dealing with this and discussing this. I mean, 40 years ago, this was something that was, we'd like to adopt it. It was kind of tough, and it was a little bit tougher to find a child.
It's like anything. Education, you're going to become a little bit more familiar, a little bit more comfortable with it. So, and then again, a organization such as this one, just constantly getting the word out, putting on tournaments like this, really, really raising awareness. I think that makes it all that much more easy and all that much more acceptable today.
And if you're wondering where the funds go to, just look at Matt and Melissa, and we're going to talk to Darren Niemeyer here, another one of the families that have benefited from this. But Matt and Melissa haven't been able to quit smiling since they got the news, since their newborn came into their lives, and we already seen them and talked to them, and they're competing in the golf tournament today and showing off their cute little one. And that's where the money goes. That's when you can see that this is one of those things you can see the finished product.
Absolutely. It's a great finished product to see, too.
We're going to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. We're live at Metalark Hills, where, of course, you can hear a little bit of the wind in the background. We'll take a break and be back with more after this.
Whoa, it's one of those storm tracker vehicles.
And it looks like he's got Goodyear tires for superior handling in challenging weather.
Well, it's a good thing we both got Goodyears in conditions like these.
True, but we're in a car wash.
Hear that? Storm's getting worse.
That's just the hot wax.
Receive up to $80 off with mail-in rebate when you buy four select Goodyear tires between July 1st, 2012 and August 31st, 2012. Certain conditions and restrictions apply. See retailer for complete details. Goodyear, more driven.
You know, Greeny, those La Quinta people are geniuses.
How so, Mensa man?
They've got this new Instant Hold mobile feature that lets you hold a room at the last minute with just one finger and your phone number.
That is really smart.
It's a whole new ballgame, and all you have to do is punch in your phone number using your smartphone.
No credit card number?
Nope.
No mother's maiden name?
No.
No your pet's first name?
No.
No surfing squirrels?
No. Wait, what?
I was just making sure you were paying attention.
La Quinta Inns and Suites take care of you so you can take care of business.
Instant Hold your next stay on your smartphone at LQ.com.
There are happy hours, and then there are HK happy hours. Hi, this is Mike from HK Sports Bar and Grill, and I want to personally invite you to take advantage of the best happy hours around. Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, you get a buck off all long necks. Thursdays, it's $1.50 pints. Fridays, all drinks are half price from 3 to 6. And on Saturdays, tackle our $2.50 24-ounce big cans of beer. On Sundays, it's 11 buck 100-ounce towers and 12 buck buckets. And remember, text HKVIP to 90210 for even better direct-to-you VIP offers and monthly gift card drawings.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney, no health insurance. As independent and authorized producers of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska, independent licensees of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association, Rich Peters and Matt Myers will work with you to make sure you have health insurance coverage that fits your needs. Their approach is simple. They listen. And will tailor a policy that'll work within your budget. When you need health insurance, just call Rich Peters and Matt Myers, your local Farm Bureau agents. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company. Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Sunny skies will continue across the area through the day today with a high around 98 as south winds will remain around 10 to 20 miles per hour. For tonight, we'll see mainly clear skies and a low near 72. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, it's 84.
And the Doug and Daddy Show rolls on at Meadowlark Hills, where the Nebraska Children's Home Benefit Golf Tournament is underway. You know what? I think this wind, Josh Jeldon, my co-host, this wind's helping him out a little bit. It was pretty steamy early today, man. I've been able to handle this. I don't mind the heat, but good Lord, how about some rain?
Well, I don't know about you, Doug. This heat, I'm ready for fall already. Let's get a little bit cooler temperatures. Some people like this heat, and then when it gets the winter, they're all like, well, you asked for it. Well, I kind of like that type of weather. I'm a bigger Husky guy, especially after eating 10 hot dogs. I don't want this 100-degree stuff around.
Well, I'm going to tell you the truth. Not being the biggest guy, the older I get, there's just a little bit more each year that I dislike the heat. I can get what grandma and grandpa and the parents were always saying, but I'd rather sweat a little bit than freeze. But we'll get to that in a little bit. When you're at home, though, you want to be comfortable, and you can do that with the fine folks at Bruce Furniture in Hastings, Kearney, Alliance, and Holdridge. They are right there for you, whether you need a new Serta mattress to sleep on, and I might have to check that out. I've been tossing and turning a little too much lately. I can't believe that would be anything from just being overworked, but we'll find out. I'll go see Bruce Furniture and the gang, get a Serta there, get yourself something for the den, get something for the office, maybe for the apartment, maybe something for the kids' apartment, or if you're redoing your home, stop by and check out all the great furniture they've got at Bruce Furniture. Always something special going on. You can check them on at brucefurniture.com, Facebook them. In this day and age, there are more specials. Just when you're not paying it, you're on your computer. Oh, wow. They got that going on. There you go.
And you know where else you can find them? On KearneyCoc.org.
There
good
you go.
Chamber members, Michael Bruce and the gang. They'll hook you up. They'll take care of you. And free delivery, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, they'll bring you the free delivery. They'll take your old furniture out. You don't have to lift a finger. Maybe you hold the door open for them as a good Nebraskan that you are. Bruce Furniture, Kearney, Hastings, Holdridge, and Alliance, just right for you. More award watch lists are coming out. Spencer Long, his name out there for the Huskers. We'll tell you more about that in just a little bit. But again, we continue on here at the Nebraska Children's Home Golf Tournament. And Josh Jeldon, my co-host with the Kearney Chamber of Commerce, we talk about a variety of agencies, and we talk about trying to get kids adopted and kids moving on. An interesting story. Darren Niemeyer is going to join us here. And Josh, he's been able to go through this program, and obviously anybody that's been in this program is going to change their lives.
Oh, no question about it. As we said before the break, I mean, you're really creating a family. You're giving these kids an opportunity to have a better life than they would have before. And I think that's a testament both to the families adopting and to the people giving them up. Some people might not look as favorably on people that are giving them up, but if you think about it, they're really providing their kids with a better future, a better opportunity. I think Darren's going to be a perfect example of that, telling us a little bit about that here right now. How about that?
Yeah, Darren, thanks for giving us some time here. And first, congratulations. But as you told us, different from Matt and Melissa Prash, your kids are a little bit older, so you've been through the trials and tribulations of raising children. It won't be too long until they're teenagers. But this is a program that obviously, if your kids are 11 and 9, 12, maybe plus years ago, you got involved with that. Tell us about your experience with the children's home.
Like you said, our son is this coming week, or here in a couple of days, will be 11 years old, in fact. And it was a process. We spent about what amounted to about 3 years as far as paperwork and getting all that done, the case study that the caseworkers do with you, and then just kind of sitting around waiting for that right match. Hopefully the birth parent would find Buffy and I as suitable parents for her placement, and that's took about 2 years wait for after we were on the list to get AJ, and after that it's been downhill ever since, I guess.
Do you go with what is basically, do you kind of take what you get, or do you guys kind of have the option of saying, well, we'd prefer a boy or we'd prefer a girl? How does that whole process work?
Well, in the process, when you're filling out your paperwork, they have of course, this is from 10 years ago, things might have changed a little bit, but our caseworker called it the Sears catalog of kids. It had a whole list of if you're willing to take an infant, if you're willing to take a kid up to 5 years or an older kid, or would you take siblings? Would you want a single? Would you want this? Would you want that? And you just go down and check and say yes, yes, no, I don't know about that, and yes, yes. And then they have a, the kind of a similar form that the birth mother would fill out. And it kind of matches up a prospective birth mother with a prospective birth parent or the adoptive parents. And that's kind of how they match up then. And it's pretty much a match thing, because it's pretty close to what you were expecting. So
we're talking with Darren Niemeyer out here at the Nebraska Children's Home Golf Tournament. You said it took about 3 years the first time around, and I know a variety of these parents go through that same process every single year, or every parent goes through that process. It takes a little work, and I think, again, I always use that. If you're not familiar with it, it might scare you a little bit, but this process is in line so that things work out from the very get-go for you.
Exactly. It's a lot to do with education. The Children's Room does a wonderful job of preparing you what you might expect, dispelling any falsehoods that might be out there as far as adoption. So it took about a year to get all the paperwork, and there's a bunch of education you have to go through and this, that, and the other thing. And then when we were what they call the waiting pool, or where you just basically waited, we had monthly meetings, support meetings that we attended that, and had different topics for many wares, from what you might expect for feeding your kids for snacks to teaching you how to put a car seat in the car, and things like that. So, they think a lot of things that you wouldn't think of, as a parent or a new parent or expected parent even. So the education, it's ongoing education, and there's educational process after the fact too, after you get your child placed with you.
As you said, it's been 12, 13, 14 years ago when you made your initial visit to begin the process. For a family out there that is looking to begin the process, kind of put their mind at ease, everybody's going to be nervous going in that door the first time. I'm sure your family was as well. Tell them what they should expect that first meeting and I guess the experience that you had just that first time you were in.
Well, when you want to have a family like my wife and I did, and you're having troubles conceiving, you feel like you're on an island, like you're the only person in the world experiencing this. And it's not necessarily true. And, there's people that are going through the same situation you are. We went to that first informational meeting, and I hate to guess, it's been too long ago and the old brain don't work as good as it used to, but I would say there's probably, 20 couples there at least, that were basically in the same boat we were. And that really eases your mind, thinking, okay, maybe we're not the only people in the world that are going through this. And then the support you get from the people that you know meet in the group, and people that you may, give you advice from the children's home. So they really put your mind at ease to let you know that you're not the only one out there. And that's just, it helps to know that there's going to be other people going down the same road you are.
Darren, you said over the break that you guys still maintain relationships with the original birth mother. Talk about what that relationship's like. I would have no idea. Tell us what that's like. I guess.
We do have relationships with both our kids as birth parent, birth mother for our son's case, and birth parents on our daughter's case, and it's just it's kind of like a distant aunt maybe or something like that. They usually at the beginning they're really up on wanting to keep track of what the kids are up to as they progress, as they grow older. But there's the exchange of letters, pictures. We went to visit our son's birth mother before when he was two. We went and it really helps the birth parents know that they did make the right decision, you never know, you get Christmas gifts from them and share birthdays with them and things like that. So it just becomes an extended relationship, kind of an extended family situation.
Well, Darren, we appreciate you coming out and chatting with us. And again, you were smart enough not to get in any golf cart today. I see that.
Absolutely. In fact, I had a little accident here about a month or so ago, and I'm pretty sure I wouldn't be able to swing a club if I wanted to anyway.
Well, you can go out and heckle all the folks that are here today.
Exactly.
Well, Darren, thanks for sharing your story with us, and I'm glad that we could again talk to another family that has had such success working with Nebraska Children's Home.
You bet. My pleasure.
Take care.
You bet.
Doug and Daddy Show, and Darren Niemeyer joining us here, has his children are 11 and 9 working through the Nebraska Children's Home, and Josh, as we said, takes a while to get the ball rolling, but the ball is rolling from day one, and I wanted to get Darren and the folks on like this, because anytime, that is such a big undertaking. I can only imagine you being a newlywed, if that was something you guys wanted to do, still being young couple, man, that would be a lot of soul searching out there, and that's a big, big step forward, big leap.
Well, I think one of the biggest things, or most important things that maybe I even realized today, is that it is a process. I could imagine that it might be frustrating if you have to wait that long, 3 years, because I'm sure you decide one day, hey, we're ready to be parents. We're ready to be parents now, not 3 years from now. But just understanding that it's a process, and really that it's a process for the best of the child. They're looking for that right fit, that perfect fit, and you know you just can't find that overnight. So that was one of the eye-opening things for me from talking to both Darren and Brittany.
We are back on the Doug and Daddy Show. We've got some more sports to talk about. We've already talked a little Michigan football on the program, but there's a lot going on in the world of sports. What are you following right now?
You know, just over the weekend, hearing some of the national stories, the Joe Paterno statue seemed to be the real big deal, and they were talking about that on Cowherd today, too, as well. I'm kind of in the boat. You got to take that thing down. Cowherd made the argument, well, you keep it up as a reminder. Well, I don't know if that's necessarily true, and I don't want to make this sound like I'm going to compare these two, but you don't have a statue of Bin Laden by 9/11 to remember that, do you? I just think that's such a tarnished issue, and people will defend Joe Pa to the end, and he had a remarkable career, but at the end of the day, he's going to be remembered for what he didn't do versus what he did do. So if I'm Penn State in that community, I'm just going to want to say, let's move forward. It's a clean slate. The future is going to be bright, and we're going to make sure that we're not viewed as what we're being viewed at currently.
Though the one thing that I've always kind of said about this issue or any issue that's on a national oh my wow factor, let the dust settle just a little bit. Whether you want to move the statue or not, don't take it out the day after the freeze report.
Yeah,
let the dust settle a little bit. If you decide, whatever you decide, and that's fine. And the one thing in this instance, Josh, is that Joe Paterno, it's not like you can wipe everything away over 60 years of Joe Paterno. So at some point, when you talk about Penn State and you talk about Penn State football, that's always going to be there for forever.
Absolutely. I mean, it's no different than Nebraska. I mean, Tom Osborne, Bob Devaney, they're always going to be associated as, you know, two of the faces of Nebraska. Hopefully Bo Pelini someday has a statue up front as well. But I wonder if they'd include the bane in his neck if they ever got a statue of Bo out front. I can only imagine. That would be a pretty good sight. But it's just, I think a lot of people, they're just ready to be done with it, Doug. They're ready to move forward. I mean, it's just such a disturbing tale that no one really wants to talk about. But I mean, at the same time, you can't really forget about it either. Especially for the victims. That's the other thing with the statue. What's that saying to the victims who went through what they went through? Every time you walk by a Penn State, actually, one thing, I can't imagine they're probably going to be hanging out at Penn State a lot. I hope a lot of them are getting help or you know, maybe even distancing themselves from that school. But even if they do, what if you walk by that statue? What's that telling you as a university that, oh, you know, we still support this? And I agree with you. You don't want to make emotional-based decisions. You kind of got to do let the dust settle. That's one thing in life. You never try to make emotionally based decisions. You want to have a clear conscience and a clear head. But I'm sure all that stuff will play itself out too. But yeah, I don't know if you're in the same way, but I'm ready for the story to be done.
Well, that's what the thing about this story is, that it is so out there and so grotesque, I guess, if that's, you can pick your own term here, how you want to describe it as the person listening out there, that we've never seen anything like this. I mean, we're used to, you know, well, Jason Kidd, DWI, okay, over the weekend. Not the first time that we've heard a pro athlete getting pulled over for a DWI, or somebody doing drugs, or somebody, unfortunately, pick the criminal issue that you want. There's murder, there's abuse, there's drugs, there's alcohol. We've been through all that before. On a national stage, we've never been through anything like this before in the world of sports, and that's why I still think there's part of the population that are up in arms about it emotionally, and then there's the sensationalism of it that appeases to your reality show watchers and your soap opera watchers, is that, boy, it's something new every minute, and that's why they're following.
You're going to look at people who are getting cars now for from donors. Remember Rhett Bomar from Oklahoma? He got cars and benefits. People are going to look at that and say, that's nothing. You know, then who cares? You got a car? I mean, you're not hurting anyone, but I'm not advocating that athletes should get cars, by the way, either. If I was one, I'm sure I'd want one. But, you know, Eric Martin, he just wants his check.
That was the big tweet thing over the weekend. And as they have pointed out on a couple of different issues, not many tweets coming out from Nebraska football players right now. So Coach must have got a hold of them and said, we're going to be backing it down for a little bit, boys.
I would have loved to have been a fly in that mall on that wall when Coach Pelini brings in Eric Martin to his office and has a little conversation with him about Twitter. Actually, I don't know if I'd want to be a fly, because I'd probably blow up from the sound waves that were emitted from that deal. But I'm sure people can sympathize with Mr. Martin a little bit, but man, these kids got to have a little bit of common sense too.
And that's another thing, and this is the part of that program that everybody wants to know about. This is the thing everybody wants to know about on chat boards. Yeah, my buddy told me this because his buddy's here and he's inside the program and he's in the lock. You know, you always hear that. Yeah, my friend said. I think Bo probably calls something like this. He calls Eric Martin in and goes, dummy, what are you bringing up? Why? We talked about this. Don't bring negativity upon you in this program. I'm guessing there wasn't even a lot of yelling going on. It was pointing out, you dummy, you know, and whatever word he used. He might have used a little stronger. What are you thinking? You know, come on. You know, I'm not going to make you go run 1,000 wind sprints or run stadium stairs for 2 months, but don't do something stupid like that again. And in the meantime, we're going to cut Twitter down a little bit.
Yeah, I'm sure that's what happened. I don't know if you read all those tweets either, but some of them were actually pretty funny.
Look, that's the whole thing. Anything that's funny to some people is taken serious by others. Hey, folks, seriously, get on our website at ESPNSuperstation.com. Be part of the Hy-Vee Rewards Club and vote on our poll question, which gives you points every day, which once you amass them up, you get a variety of different items, from Royals tickets to food to golf to whatever, something new. We've had RFA tickets, and when they move on and move on, there's always something new going up. So check that out. Our poll question over the weekend: which current division leader is your favorite to win the American League? 39% each for Texas and the Yankees, only 26% for the White Sox. You got a vote on that, Josh?
I'm going to get probably butchered from Jeff and Carney, being the Royals fan he is, but I'm going to say the Yankees. They've just been playing lights out, and they're going to get some of those guys back from injury. I'll probably get butchered from you for saying
no,
Yankees
because
too.
That's who I voted for Friday. I said, you know what? I picked them at the beginning of the year to go to the World Series, I believe, on the sheet that we rehashed over, and that's kind of a double-edged sword. Either I'm right, or I'm wrong, and I'm more happy because the Yankees aren't around. So
you get CC back, you get some of those pitchers back. Hopefully, is Jabba supposed to get back before the end of the year?
He had that first outing last week. I think it just depends on what the Yankees need. If he's healthy and they can use him, they'll probably bring him in. But I mean, again, the good thing about Jabba is they shouldn't need him for. He's not going to be the starting pitcher. They need him to come in and get an out or two or work an inning, and it's going to be a lot easier to come back when that's all you're looking at, maybe working an inning every 3 or 4 days.
I just got an anonymous text, Yankee lover. Gotta love that. But yeah, who knows how it'll go. What surprises me more about that division is seeing Baltimore at second. That's what surprises me, but maybe it's their time coming too.
Lately, it happens every year. There's always a surprise team. You got the Pittsburgh Pirates there right now. There's two or three others you throw out there, and they always seem to fade down the stretch. You just got to hope one of them hangs in there. And the Pirates, that'd be cool. Baltimore, that'd be fine with me too.
You know, the new rules with the wild card teams too. I mean, those teams are going to be loving that come postseason. So we'll see how it goes. But still a lot of season left. So
vote on our poll question today. Hey, that was over the weekend. Our poll question today is about basketball. Who will Team USA miss? There's a good sneeze. Who will Team USA miss the most in the Olympics? Dwight Howard, Derrick Rose, Dwayne Wade? I think we agree, Josh Jelton.
Dwight Howard, without a doubt. I mean, there's just not a real solid big man on this Team USA, and people are – I mean, I still think they're going to run through the competition with no problem. I think there's enough talent on this team. Even if old man Gramps Jordan thinks they just dominate these young whippersnappers today too, that's probably a debate for another show. But, yeah, Dwight Howard, I mean, you just don't get big guys like that anymore. I mean, nothing against the centers on their team. Who do we say? Anthony Davis replacing
Blake Griffin.
And so, yeah, Dwight Howard's health, he definitely helps that team. I don't think they're really going to need him.
But you can vote on that on our poll question at ESPNSuperstation.com, ESPNSuperstation.com. We're out here at Metal Ark Hills for the annual, fourth annual Nebraska Children's Home Golf Tournament. We see one of the best golfers in all of Kearney here, Alex Farrell, waiting to take it on to the next tee box here. I'm sure he is among the leaders right now. He has surrounded himself with quality golfers here today. If not quality, very beautiful golfers. So good job by Alex. We're going to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. A couple more sports stories to wrap things up when we come back.
Hey man, just want to say thanks for helping me move.
Whoa, are you giving me a thank you present?
What? Guys don't give guys thank you presents. These are just the new loaded cheddar and bacon potato skin ruffles. They taste like actual delicious potato skins, melted cheese and all.
So they're not a thank you present?
Of course not. Wait, are you crying?
No, it's just the nicest non-thank you present I've ever gotten.
Ruffles. Snack like you mean it.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Summer's heat can be draining, especially on your vehicle's battery. And O'Reilly Auto Parts has the SuperStart battery that's right for your vehicle. Rising temperatures shorten battery life and place added stress on one that's about to fail. Don't get caught in the summer's heat with a dead battery. Get your battery tested today free of charge at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Frederick and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team, Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
There we were, me and my buddies at our favorite hangout, Cunningham's Journal. This time, we're sitting out in the courtyard, which is pretty cool. It's like you're sitting out in the tropics, got the palm trees, beachy scene, bunch of TVs to watch sports, and of course, live entertainment every week. When all of a sudden, I had an urge to get a frozen margarita. Of course, my friends just laughed. If you're looking for a good place to hang out this summer, eat good food, or even have a margarita, Cunningham's Journal in the courtyard is the place to be in downtown Kearney.
Either Chestnut or Kobayashi showed up at the ESPN Radio Superstation Doug and Daddy Hot Dog Eating Contest. In the end, with 14 downed dogs, it was Billy Fletcher of Holdridge walking away with his head high and his stomach full.
I think today has pushed me to my limits, and I don't think I'm going to ever do that again.
So are you telling us right now that you will not be back to defend your crown next year?
Yeah, I'll be back.
Oh, okay.
Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, where champions are crowned sometimes one dog at a time.
Sunny skies will continue across the area through the day today with a high around 98. As south winds will remain around 10 to 20 miles per hour. For tonight, we'll see mainly clear skies and a low near 72. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, it's 84.
And Daddy's Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, winding things down for this Monday program live from Metal Ark Hills Golf Course, where the Nebraska Children's Home Golf Tournament is going on, and all of our guests taken care of by our friends at BK. Burger King is open two locations in Kearney, next to Walmart at 56th Street and 2nd Avenue, and near Kearney Cinema, 8th Street and 3rd Avenue. Also, Lexington Cozad at North Platte. Looking for a treat this afternoon? Stop by for a real fruit smoothie at BK, any of the area locations. Josh Jeldon, my co-host with the Kearney Chamber of Commerce. We were discussing in the break there, you know, you were one of the Denver Bronco fans around the area. I said, what'd you think about losing Tim Tebow?
You know, last year was so much fun. I mean, I can't remember having that much fun as a Broncos fan. Just, I mean, all of them were probably, you know, BS.
And we say that because you're young enough that you were really young when they were winning Super Bowls with Elway.
And I was the only guy, I think I was like a junior in high school, junior and senior high school, and they went back to back. And I was like one of three fans at Axtell who liked the Broncos. Everyone else is like anti-Elway. So ever since then, you know, we've gone through the greasy years. And Cutler was kind of a breath of fresh air, but then they traded him. So just getting this guy Tebow kind of just I don't know, he gave you a little bit of hope. But as you said, was I mad when he left? It's hard to get mad when you maybe have arguably the best quarterback of our generation coming over to take over, even if it's only for 2 or 3 years. Peyton Manning coming in. I tell you what, from a fantasy football standpoint, you got to want to draft Demaryius Thomas, Jacob Tammy, all those guys from that came over. Joel Dreesen, the tight end.
Didn't I see Demaryius got in some trouble over the weekend?
You're thinking of Mr. Doomerville. He decided it'd be a good idea to have a gun in his car and get pulled over and flash that thing. From what I understand, it was a road rage incident. But I'm sure that'll be a nice little 4-game suspension or something to start off if he's not behind bars for that. But Elvis Doomerville, I think it was an aggravated assault over the weekend that he got down in Miami. I think that's his home. Town. But I don't know. I mean, and a lot of people won't say it's Tebow either, but the defense is only going to get better with John Fox there. And I don't know, as long as they beat the Chiefs, that's all I'm happy about.
And you're going to opening night to watch them beat the Steelers, right?
Sunday night football, baby. We're going to see two wins over the steel curtain in a row, hopefully. But hopefully we don't need the dramatics of a overtime 80-yard touchdown bomb that, you know, maybe Jesus himself presented with Mr. Tebow. So
it would be better to see about a Broncos 45-3 win over the Steelers.
I'd be happy with that. Not as much drama, but I certainly wouldn't be complaining.
Hey, the Outland and Butkus Awards, or excuse me, the Lombardi and Butkus Awards watch list out today. Spencer Long, Baker Steinkuhler, who were on the Outland watch list last week, are on the Lombardi watch list this week. Nobody for the Butkus Award, which goes to the nation's top linebacker, and we've had some of the best ones lately, but Josh, just a couple of minutes to talk about the Huskers. Linebacker right now is one of the spots folks are worried about as a key weakness going into the fall.
It's so thin, and over the weekend, I think they had an update on Thomas Brown, the recruit from last year. It was kind of a weird update, but we saw it on the Rivals Husker website. But Thomas, he had scored a 14 on his ACT, which isn't enough to get you in, but he's still taking summer classes. And the update made it sound, as long as he just keeps on track with these summer classes, he's going to be in Lincoln in the fall. So, you always would prefer that than having to send a kid to the JUCO route and then, cross your fingers that he'll still want to come there 2 years later. But, they're kind of thin at linebacker. They're going to be depending a lot on the JUCO transfer they got, Zaire Anderson, Will Compton. And, Sean Fisher, he just looked a step slower the last year when he was out there. So, you hope some of those guys are able to recover. I think Will Compton will be fine. He'll probably be one of the bright spots in the Big Ten. I wouldn't be surprised to see him being all-conference type of linebacker at the end of the season. If you're looking for a thin spot on that defense, it's definitely going to be a linebacker this fall.
And speaking of commits, Nebraska is down one. Just because they commit, they've got a sign in February. And Travell Dixon out of Baldwin, Louisiana, scout.com reporting that he decommitted. And then Husker Online at least got a comment from him via text saying, quote, "I'm not committed to Nebraska, but I'm still interested in them." Some folks thought that he was going to Arizona State. He says he is not committed to anyone at the moment. So down to 12 for the Huskers as far as verbal commits. Another football note, talking about some of the signings. Drew Brees did it on Friday, and now ESPN is reporting that Matt Forte and the Chicago Bears have reached a $32 million contract. All those boys that haven't signed yet need to do so by today, or else other things happen, I guess.
And it's about time that the Bears got on board and got Forte paid. That guy's been there. I mean, he's been their whole offense really the last couple of seasons. For them not to pay them, and I thought that was kind of insulting to him. I don't really take the player's side a lot of times, but I think especially with Matt Forte, he's deserved every penny he's getting.
One of the big stories tonight is going to be Kevin Youkilis returning to Boston and Fenway, the longtime Red Sox with the White Sox. You've heard Bobby Valentine's comments this morning if you've been listening to ESPN Radio. So that's going to be one of the things folks are talking about tomorrow. Legion baseball tonight. Kearney Post 52 is at home against Lexington at 5:30, but the senior game runs in Lincoln Southeast has been canceled, so it'll be just a junior game, and that will be at 5:30 this afternoon. And then right around the corner, We get into busy time. Area baseball continues today for the juniors and B and C. The seniors get going this weekend. And here at the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth, which is on the road once again today, you've got all these places to get to. Why not do it? Well, either A, in style, or B, because what you have right now isn't going to get you there. Whether it's a new or pre-owned vehicle, the folks at the Midway Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram locations are going to take care of you. South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Stop by today and see them. Or if you just don't have enough time to swing over there and spend a couple hours going through everything, you can do it online. If there's financing you need to get, you can fill out their financing form online. You can look at their entire inventory online at thinkmidway.com. Thinkmidway.com. It's a better way, and it's hassle-free. We had Andy Griffith on with us last week talking about how the deals and the cars. Right now, everybody is just glad to be able to get out there and take care of all the deals and take care of the specials that are on, not just with them, but from the nationwide and from the dealers from across the nation.
And let's not, I just want to give a quick shout-out for service after the sale, too, because their service department is outstanding. I didn't buy my vehicle from Midway, but I take them there, and they treat you like family. You're in and you're out, especially at the Chrysler, Dodge, and Jeep location. They get you in, they get you out, get a free cappuccino while you're there. It's a good experience all around.
You a cappuccino guy?
I'll take one if they're free. Why not?
I'm not into any of that coffee stuff. You see, we used to have a metrosexual that was, you know, co-host of this show. I call you more preppy.
Well, if there's anything that can stunt my growth, I'm all for it.
Well, you haven't found enough of those. Josh Gelton with us here. And I think, folks, let's wrap up the show with that. We're a little over time, and we'll get on out of here, let the golfers continue coming through. It's pretty nice. See a lot of familiar faces out here, not just from this tournament, but from all the times going out there. Jeremy Lin, not going to be with the Knicks. I spent some time this weekend with a big basketball fan, and so actually talked some basketball over the weekend, and hopefully this person who will be remain nameless until it's confirmed will be joining us on the show in the near future with some ties to the Husker program and what he thinks about it. But the NBA, this Jeremy Lin, his 15 minutes of fame are over, aren't they, Josh?
I especially leave in New York. That just goes to prove, I don't know about you, I the NBA, though, growing up, I guess I didn't really care too much about it after kind of the Jordan, the Bird, the Magic years. It just kind of went through a void. But I tell you, I was more in tune with it the last 2 years. Maybe so more so just because of all the shenanigans LeBron went through. But I think you come to appreciate guys like that now. And just the product they're putting out, it's pretty fun to watch.
I think there's more great players.
Absolutely.
There's more than just one or two. And I think that's what makes it exciting. Well, let's get out of here and thank Darren Niemeyer and Brianna Woodside with the Kearney chapter. Darren was a father. He has a couple of kids through the Nebraska Children's Home. Matt and Melissa Prash were up here today. Brianna Woodside, caseworker with the Kearney area Nebraska Children's Home. And we appreciate all the folks here. The reason we're here at Metal Arc Hills, and also Mark Snyder, who started the program off from the Detroit Free Press to talk Michigan football. More Big Ten football tomorrow. Plus, we'll be catching up with Steve Friesen. He's a Lincoln native. We talked to Scott Kucheski last week. He finishes second this week on the tour. Let's talk to Steve Friesen, who won on the Nationwide, now the Web.com Tour. He won on the tour the week after the Cox Classic last year. He got the exemption. He used that to get into the next week. He wins that over in Missouri, and now he's trying to find a way to battle through some injuries and find a good win. He did not make the cut this last weekend. We'll get him some Doug and Daddy karma and see if he can pick up something good the next time around. And as we said, more Big Ten football. So, Josh, thanks for the time. We'll see you soon, buddy.
Hey, you bet. I'm glad you had me on.
Josh Gelton, Kearney Chamber of Commerce. Tomorrow, special guest host. I don't even know if I should promo this guy. They'll go, who? We'll let you know. Keep it here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Have a great day, everyone, and enjoy your golfing. Doug and Daddy Show from Metal Arc Hills and the Nebraska Children's Home Tournament. See you tomorrow.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.